Lee read the words of the Great Commission from Matthew 28. Jesus gave his disciples a mission, a job to do. He compelled them to go out. I got to apologize for the title. I'm surprised my wife didn't just elbow me. Well, she couldn't because I was over here and she's over there. It's kind of corny, compelled to be propelled. And hopefully I'll talk about that a little bit. Jesus compelled them to go out, to be propelled into the world. And actually, I thought about getting one of those prop airplanes, you know, with the propeller. I didn't. What's that? I know, those things are dangerous. Oh, a son after my own heart. Jesus sent us out, propelled us into the world to speak, to do, to tell the whole world that God loves them. Jesus gives us, his disciples today, that very same mission. Jesus compels us to propel us into the world to tell and to show others of God's great love. Here's some of the words again. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Now, the verse right before these two verses is fascinating. Verse 17 reads, when the disciples saw Jesus, they worshiped him, but some doubted. There they were, the followers and friends of Jesus. They saw him die. They were told that he was alive. They saw the risen Jesus more than once in the days to follow. And what was their response? They worshiped him. And that's what we do as we gather in the sanctuary. We worship God. We worship Jesus because they are our God. And this is what we do in this place. Thank you, God, for your son, Jesus. Thank you, God, for raising him up from death to life. Thank you, God, for bringing us together with him today. Thank you. We worship you. But some doubted. There were some that were wondering what was going on. It was almost as if there was too much for them to accept. They had questions and doubts. And you know, what's remarkable for me here is that Jesus doesn't scold them. He does not send them back to discipleship school. But rather, Jesus accepts them and gives them a task to do. Go, make disciples, baptize them, and teach them. Jesus compels them and us to propel ourselves into the world for his mission. Let's look at these four verbs of the Great Commission. First word is go. Jesus wants us to go out into the world. We come into the sanctuary to worship God, to be fed and nourished, to be forgiven. But it continues as we leave the sanctuary. We go out into the world to tell others about God and Jesus. Tracy and I were members of the Lutheran Church up in Cook, Trinity Lutheran. And as you left their sanctuary to go out the main entrance, there's a big old sign that said, Servants. Entrance on the way out. Servants' entrance. And so as we go out from worship today, we go out as servants into the world. Second word is make disciples. One of the main responsibilities of a Christian, get this, is not to be good, but to be faithful. It's good to be good. You know, I'm not telling you, pastor said, you know, don't go around, especially you middle school kids, don't go around saying, well, pastor said I didn't have to be good. it's good to be good, but it's God wants us to be faithful and to go make other disciples, to invite people to come and see, to invite others to come along for worship. Third word is baptize them. Baptism is a sacrament of the church, using God's word and the earthly element of water to bring people into God's family, to give them the promise of eternal life. It forgives our sin. Baptism makes us a part of God's family here today and forever. We belong because of baptism. Fourth word is teach. We are called to teach others about God. For me, teaching is not a one-time thing. That is, I cannot say I learned it once, therefore I don't need to learn anything else. Teaching and learning is a lifelong opportunity. Whether you're 6 months old or 6 years old or 66 years old, it is always the time to learn and to teach others about God's love and Jesus. I spent part of my day Friday at Coppertop Church. It was a fifth grade Math Masters of Minnesota competition day, and I'm one of the computer operator there, so that's kind of fun to be there. 200 students there, plus teachers and coaches and parents, representing 12 area schools. There was a lot of, remember, these are fifth graders, math. You know, you put fifth grade math together and you would think that's a weird combination. These kids were excited about doing math during those seven rounds. So yesterday I was thinking about how these Math Master students related to the Great Commission. The students went from their schools to go to a strange place to be the strangers from other schools. Their teachers and coaches spent weeks helping them to become better math students. And through the weeks, their teachers and parents and coaches encouraged them to be excited about doing math. And the teams worked together to accomplish the goal of competing in this math competition. I wasn't too sure about the baptism connection, but then I remembered each student received a t-shirt that said Math Masters of Minnesota. It had the four basic symbol operations on it. Many of those students put their t-shirts on right then and there so that you could identify them as a Math Master that day. That t-shirt gave them the identity that they belonged to the Math Masters. For us as Christians, baptism is the sacrament. As we get wet each and every day, it's a reminder to us, to all the world, that we belong to. Children's sermon quiz. What was the name of the dragon? Toothless. I have another little tiny toothless on my desk. Did you ever think you'd see a dragon in the sanctuary? Kind of a stretch there, isn't it? The act of throwing a paper airplane is called propulsion. My arm causes the airplane to take off, and I am compelled to propel this airplane to fly, and it will fly. Lee, I was thinking you should have one from up there. I don't think I could reach that far. In the same sort of way, Jesus compels us to go from this place, to find and to make disciples, to invite them into this community, to teach them about God's love and grace, and God's Son Jesus. Go, make disciples, baptizing and teaching them, and remember, Jesus will always be with you each and every day until the end of the age. Before I say amen, should I throw this? At the, all right, here it goes. As I say, let's all say amen together, and I'll throw it. One, two, three. Amen. Oh, gee. We had it out for you today, Gene. All right. You do? We will continue with our sermon song, O Church Arise, during which time we will receive our offerings and our tithes.